From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Troops from a regional military force moved Sunday into Gambia's capital, Banjul, where they were greeted by throngs of cheering people. Gambians are awaiting the return of their new president, Adama Barrow. Mr. Barrow had to take his oath of office in Gambia's Senegal embassy Thursday because longtime leader Yahya Jammeh refused to give up power. After international pressure and threats of military action from neighboring countries, Mr. Jammeh flew into exile Saturday night after 22 years in office. A special advisor to Mr. Barrow is accusing the former president of stealing millions of dollars from state coffers in his final weeks in power.
Within the period of 2 weeks alone, nearly $500 million were withdrawn by the former president, the government of the former president. Within 2 weeks, nearly $500 million. That's a lot of money.
Mr. Jammeh and his family landed in Equatorial Guinea, accompanied by Guinean President Alpha Conde. Syrian opposition and government delegates arrived Sunday in Kazakhstan a day before peace talks were to begin. Russian media reported a trilateral meeting was held late Sunday among officials of the talks' organizers, Russia, Iran, and Turkey. Negotiations Monday are expected to focus on cementing a nationwide ceasefire for Syria. The South Korean technology company Samsung says faulty batteries from a supplier are to blame for the instances when its Galaxy 7 smartphones burst into flame. The company announced Monday the results of its investigation into the problem and says it's taking complete responsibility. United Airlines, a U.S.-based carrier, has announced that all of its flights have been grounded due to a computer problem. A spokeswoman did not give details as to what the problem is. This is VOA News. The White House says President Trump spoke by phone Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It says the two discussed threats from Iran and agreed that peace between Israel and the Palestinians should be negotiated directly. Mr. Netanyahu later said Mr. Trump invited him to a meeting in Washington next month. The president announced that he will meet soon with another major world leader.
We have set up meetings with the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and Prime Minister May will be coming over to the United States shortly.
Mr. Trump swore in Sunday a number of new officials at a White House ceremony. He told them their work is not about party or ideology, but serving the American people. The left-leaning group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington says it will sue Donald Trump, alleging that the president is violating the Constitution by allowing his businesses to accept payments from foreign governments. Also, key White House advisor Kellyanne Conway told ABC's This Week program Sunday that Mr. Trump will not release his tax returns, ending a tradition that began in the 1970s. Sunday marked the 44th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court decision called Roe v. Wade that legalized abortion in America. Anti-abortion activists observe the occasion every year. This time, though, with a difference, there's a U.S. president who says he wants the Roe v. Wade decision overturned. As a candidate, President Donald Trump promised to appoint an anti-abortion justice to fill a vacancy at the nation's Supreme Court. Next week, the anti-abortion March for Life takes place in Washington. Severe weather has killed at least 18 people in the southern United States. 14 people were killed, more than 20 injured, as violent storms and tornadoes rolled through parts of Georgia over the weekend. Another 4 people were killed in Mississippi by a tornado on Saturday. The National Football League's Atlanta Falcons have reached the Super Bowl championship game. That's only the second time in history they've managed to do that. French left-wing voters cast their ballots in a Socialist Party presidential primary Sunday. The two top vote-getters, Benoît Hamon and former Prime Minister Manuel Valls, will face each other in a runoff election next Sunday. The left-wingers hope to find a winner that will be strong enough to counter conservative and nationalist rivals in the April-May general election. An earthquake struck Sunday afternoon off the coast of Papua New Guinea. No reports of damage or injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey puts the quake at a magnitude of 7.9. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.